Look for places where conflict exists. Hey, everybody. Todd Conklin, pre-accident investigation safety moment. I said it earlier, but then I think I stepped on it with the music. That's just the way I work. Look for places where conflict exists. And when I say that, I'm not actually telling you to go out and look for interpersonal conflict, although maybe you should do that. Although, boy, that would be an icky job. Nonetheless, look for places where conflict exists in your processes, practices, and procedures. Look for the place where workers are forced to find some kind of common ground between getting work done and following the rule or doing the procedure or doing it safely or however that sort of plays out. It's those pain points, those conflict points, those complex coupling points that often lead workers into a position where failure is most likely to happen. And it's not really a factor that failure is most likely to happen. I mean, that's true, but not terribly interesting. It happens in probably the weakest part of the entire system. Because the systems are in conflict, because two goals collide, neither sort of plays. And so you don't have the normal coverage that you would have for other high-risk critical operational work you do. I know this sounds really egg-heady, but the quick answer is look for places where your systems don't make sense with each other. And there are plenty of them. Seek them. And the cool thing is that the people who know that, the people who can identify those for you, well, they already work for you. They're already doing it. They can tell you exactly where processes make sense and processes don't make sense. So I'm sitting in the airport the other day, and I try not to tell these stories, but I always do. And I'm sitting by two people who clearly are on a work trip, and they're clearly probably employed by the airline, it kind of felt to me. And they were talking about how stupid the new JSA was and how it really actually took away from their ability to do work safely and how it's just a matter of time until that process gets pencil whipped. Now, and I thought to myself, wow, this is an interesting conversation to be eavesdropping upon. And yet, I wish the boss that helped supervise these guys could hear what I hear. Because what you were hearing was a really important piece of data, predictive data, that important data that everybody wants all the time, telling you that your processes were in conflict and that the workers who have to use, in this case, that safety analysis document didn't see it as effective and saw it as costly. And anytime cost overrides benefit, you know what's going to happen next. I'm going to find ways to efficiently get around that. That's the safety moment for today. It's short and sweet, kind of one of those ones that maybe we shouldn't have to talk about, but we do. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. Learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.